Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're currently doing the chapter on the prohibition of making images of living things, either on rugs, stones, clothes, dirhams, cushions, dinars, pillows, etc. And the prohibition of forming images on walls, roofs, curtains, turbans, clothes, etc. And the command to obliterate images. So here, as we explained, that this action of creating something with life, something that has life, is unique to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahu al-khaliqul bari'ul musawwir. Allah is the creator, Allah is the perfect maker, Allah is the fashioner, Allah is the musawwir, Allah is the one that fashions and makes living things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't like when we create something that imitates, we create something that mimics, we create something that looks like a living being. So this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like. So therefore, a Muslim is one that stays away from all types of images as far as living things, as far as animate objects are concerned. And as we can see from the various ahadith that we're doing under this chapter, that there isn't like a mild form of warning. Every warning that's coming in the hadith for this is very, very severe. So when the warning is very severe, then the caution also needs to be very severe. In other words, I'm going to take a lot of caution that I don't fall into this. I'm not going to get into any type of debate as far as whether this is digital and not digital. And that's not my job. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave us warnings as far as taking pictures, making images of living things are concerned. Now what I need to do is let me just follow nicely and continue. This is the thinking of a Muslim. And this is the way a Muslim thinks. Is I'm always in a safe zone. I'm always moving in a safe lane. I want to reach my destination, Jannat. I don't want to take a chance and go on to the oncoming lane, or go on to the lane that I'm not sure about. I rather stay on a safe lane. There's great hope that I'll reach my destination. And after all, I'm not going to die. If I leave out something that is doubtful, what is going to happen to me? The only thing that will happen to me is it will take me closer to taqwa. Because taqwa is such a thing, like in the words of Hassan ibn Abi Sinan, rahmatullah alayhi, was a great tabi'. He says, مَا رَأَيْتُ شَيْئًا أَهْوَنَ مِنَ الْوَرْعِ دَعْ مَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ. I haven't found anything easier in reaching taqwa. The object is to reach taqwa in the month of Ramadan. We find one of the objectives of our fasting, Allah Ta'ala mentions, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may obtain taqwa. So he says, I haven't found anything to reach wara. Wara is a high level of taqwa. I haven't found anything easier than this philosophy in my life. دَعْمَا يُرِيبُكْ إِلَى مَا لَا يُرِيبُكْ, is leave out those things that are doubtful for those things that are not doubtful. Simple policy, very easy policy, but it takes a person very, very high. So may Allah Ta'ala give us also that tawfiq. So when we're hearing these ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand it in that light, that is not difficult to practice, it's easy to practice. So why don't we follow and take the safe route and continue? It will be our own protection, it will be the protection of our family. And at the end of the day, we got a destination that we are heading towards. We want to reach the destination safely. So today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, قال سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول قال الله تعالى ومن أظلم ممن ذهب يخلق كخلقي فليخلق ذرة أو ليخلق حبة أو ليخلق شعيرة متفق عليه. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that I heard Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam saying, Allah said, who can be more oppressive than the one who tries to create something like my creation? Allah is saying, who can be more oppressive than that person who tries to create, who imitates that picture making, imitates sculpturing and making things like my creation? Let them see. Allah Ta'ala is putting out a challenge. Let them see if they can, by creating an atom, tell them, try to create one atom, try to create one grain seed or one barley seed. In other words, this is a challenge that a person can never do. It's a form of rebuke from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You try to create my creation that got life in it, try and see if you can create one barley seed. See if you can create one atom, see if you can create one grain seed. You'll never ever be able to do that. Insan is completely dependent on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't create from nothing. He can only take and he can modify and remodify. All the raw materials that he uses also are all that are given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is nothing that he can create from his own side. Try to tell all the scientists get together and tell them to create life just for one species. Just create life for one species, or even one being, one entity create life, impossible. This is something they can never ever do. And yet Allah is creating life every day in the form of animals, in the form of insects, in the form of birds, in the form of fish in the ocean. All the time Allah Ta'ala is creating, Allah is giving life, and Allah is taking life. This is something that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is doing all the time. Ask all the scientists of the world together, and just create life in one thing. There's a robot here, for example. Put life into it. Can't put life. What they can do is they can create some battery backup, and they can program it. But life, this is unique to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So therefore, anything that got life, we don't create any resemblance with it. This is solely for Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And then the greater, as we explained yesterday, the greater the degree of prohibition is related to the greater the degree of resemblance. So in other words, the closer and closer that image is, or whatever we're creating, the closer it is to the actual living thing, the greater the level of prohibition. So sometimes we think that the camera is progressing very, very far, very ahead, but what we're not realizing is that closer degree of resemblance is actually a higher form of warning. So therefore we should stay very far from this photography of animate objects are concerned. So one more hadith to terminate for today. An Abi Talha radiyallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la tadkhulu al malaikatu baytan fihi kalbun wala suratun, muttafaqun alayh. Hazrat Abu Talha radiyallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that angels do not enter a house. What is meant? Angels of rahmat. Angels of rahmat do not enter a house in which there is a dog or an image of an animate object. This hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, Nasai and Musnad Ahmad. Which one of us won't want the malaika of rahmat to be in our homes? When the malaika of rahmat are there, they bring so much of blessings with them. There's peace in the home, there's harmony in the home, there's comfort in that home. But we end up chasing, by some of our actions, chasing the malaika out of our homes. And one of the things that we are told from the hadith is when a person has got photos displayed. That's for, before we sleep, ensure that the person checks his house. If anywhere there is a newspaper or there is a magazine or some photo that displayed, cover it up, put it away, so that it doesn't be exposed. At least when we're going to sleep, the malaika of rahmat are in our home. Yeah, why I'm saying malaika rahmat specifically, there was on a light-hearted side, there was one person that heard a hadith like this. He said, the angels don't enter the home. So he thought to himself, the angel of death won't enter the house. So he kept one picture there. He said, now I know at night I'll never die, because the angel won't enter the house. He's not related, referring to the angel of death. The angel of death will come at its appointed time. This is referring to the malaika of rahmat. There's one incident one doctor mentioned, that there was a relative of his that was extremely ill with cancer. Extremely ill. And they were giving him the highest form of painkillers, etc. But he was extremely restless, and this was like his last moments. Last moments, you could make out this, whether his last moments. So he said he contacted Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel, rahmatullah alayh, and called him to come and read by his bedside. He can see that he's extremely restless. When Maulana came, he could see that this person was extremely restless, despite giving him the highest forms of painkillers that they had there. So Maulana walked out of the house and told his doctor, it seems to me like there is some picture that's displayed somewhere here. So the malaika of rahmat are not coming here. So the doctor said, I went and we checked, looked in the house, and we came back and we told Maulana, we can't see anything. Maulana said, go again and look properly. So he said, when we went and we looked properly, we found that there was a magazine there on the side of the coffee table. There was some magazine with a picture that was displayed there. We took it out, we put it away in the cupboard. And he said that person just went into a very calm sleep, a deep sleep, and in that condition he passed away. So we don't realize how serious this is, these pictures and all that we display it in the homes, and we think nothing of it. So therefore we must be extra careful, but keep it covered. If we have to have it there for whatever reason, either cut it out or cover the whole face. And yeah, it doesn't mean eyes. People just think that you take a pen and you cut, color the eyes. As we will see in the various hadiths of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it refers to the whole head. Why? Because a living being can still live without eyes. You get people that don't have eyes, or you get people that see without, people that live without sight, but you don't get anybody without a head. So therefore, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's advice is, if you have to put something to give a certain type of an image, don't put the head there, because now it has no life, You will never find any living being without a head. So if the whole head is taken out, then there is no harm. So even if a doll or something for a child to play with, it mustn't have a head. Not just cover the eyes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.